before probably today, do I think that Jono should have left? I would have said no, but actually I think his job's untenable now. I think that, you know, how much I respect Jono, but the players took the piss out of him, and that is matter of fact. You know, whether it be Mike Tyndall or whether it be some of the youngsters with the Roommate, or you know the Land Rover incident about slagging off the sponsors, and things that shouldn't have happened. You know, it's about whenever you're in the public domain, you've got to act with respect people and respect the jersey and who you're representing, and that hasn't happened. So
yeah, I mean,
come from the top.
In terms of the attitude of those players, I mean, what do you make of it? The comments, there were various comments attributed in these links to to senior players. Now, you know, we don't know exactly who those are. It could just be the guys who have a certain age. It could be some of your former World Cup mates. And do you think that maybe some of them, having won a World Cup medal, will have had a very different attitude to some of the younger guys? I mean, we're hearing things like people are taking the mick out of the ones that want to train hard. I mean, that beggars belief, doesn't it? That's a real sort of schoolboy back of the bus style bullying culture almost.
Yeah, and I mean, you have to be careful in actually, is that just one comment made by one player, or has it been many comments made by different players? And, you know, we can read into one thing and really blow it completely out of proportion. And do I think, with the people I know they're very professional, you know, with like see Lewis Moody, Steve Thompson, very professional. We know that Mike Tyndall was, you know, that what he'd done, you know, I class Mike Tyndall as a friend and especially someone I won a World Cup with and played many games, and also I made my debut with Mike Tyndall, so you know I'd like to think he's a friend. So I'm not here to hang him out of the dry, but you know I think he did a good enough job himself of doing that. He should have been a bit more careful, you know, and unfortunately it took the eye off of what they were actually there for, and for me that, you know, that is very hard to remain probably in that starting 15, and if not the squad, you know, and it's a very difficult situation, and Jono again was very loyal and stuck with him, and you know Tins is an incredibly nice guy, but you know still he bought the attention off of what they were there for, and that was to win a World Cup.
Where do you think England rugby can go from here, because as Rob said, it's at rock bottom?
I think it's more importantly that we don't have a knee-jerk reaction and completely, you know, just go and do everything that, you know, we'll do this, we'll do that, we're going to do that, we're going to change this. And I think you've got to really just take a step back from it and have a look at what's happening. I don't think you need to rush in to find a coach. They'll find someone to take charge over the Six Nations, whoever that may be. It might be Jim straight away if he's chosen for the job. It might be Jim after this season. You just never know if he's the man. So, you know, they've got to look at it as what's best for England, and to be honest with you, it has to come from the top. They have to get stability at the top and have a long-term goal.